The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Lieutenant Governor Pamela Evatt joining us for a few minutes this morning to give us an update. Of course, yesterday, personal service type businesses, salons, gyms were able to reopen, and I wanted to have the Lieutenant Governor on for a few minutes to kind of give us an update on SCCommerce.com and Accelerate SC. Good morning. How are you?
I'm doing good, Joey. Hope you did. You get that haircut? Did you get any yesterday?
I did not. I went on my app. I started trying on Sunday because I make my appointment on an app, and finally yesterday it showed me the first available time she had was Thursday at 6:15.
That's not terrible. I'm going tomorrow. I'm very excited.
Well,
very excited to get there tomorrow.
I was talking to Nana Hudson last night, and she wanted me to be sure and ask you, did the governor get a haircut? That's the most important question.
I believe he did. I think if we tune into Accelerate today, I think I heard tell that he was getting a haircut yesterday.
Yes.
And exactly. And so I think everybody's happy about it. And, you know, we're slowly opening up. I'm very proud of our business owners, Joey. I was in Myrtle Beach this weekend, and kind of just was walking around and looking around, and people were really doing the right things. You know, the people who were working in restaurants had masks on, making, you know, customers feel more confident, and people were social distancing where I was. And I think we have this. I think if long as we can continue to go on that, you know, very deliberate, thought out, let's kind of follow the data and open things up, you know, give people time to get their stores ready, get their businesses ready. I think we're doing really good, and I expect that to go on.
Sure. And, you know, Saturday we had the first day of not recording a single death, which was good. Now, we had some Sunday. Yesterday we had six additional deaths with 126 new cases. But, you know, DHEC says that they're on track to reach their goal of 110,000 tests per month. So, you know, we're doing all the right things, I believe.
I think you're absolutely right. And I think as testing goes up, and we hear this over and over again, the more people we test, probably the more positives we're going to find. I think now focusing on percentage is the better gauge. We've all, you know, we've been around 9% of positives to people being tested. And I think as long as we stay around there, then we know we're doing the right thing, and, you know, people are continuing to follow guidelines, and we'll get through this just like we always do.
Yeah. All right, so let's talk for a minute. What's next with Accelerate SC? I mean, I know yesterday was a big day. You guys work very closely with people in those types of businesses, the cosmetology, salons, gyms, fitness centers, like the Y was able to reopen. And if you go to SCCommerce.com, there's really, the list just now consists of entertainment type venues is the only thing left that can't be open in some capacity. What's next for Accelerate SC?
So today we have a full committee meeting in Columbia starting at 2. Everybody should tune in to SCETV and see what we're going to be talking about. We're talking about entertainment. On Friday, we had, a group from the entertainment industry showing how they would do distancing, how they've already gotten their places ready, what they feel that looks like for their workers and their customers. We're very impressed with what they've done on their own. If you've been watching, Henry Schwenk, he's just an amazing guy. And he always takes everybody back when we're talking about rules and guidelines and DHEC and CDC and all these things, you know. He always says at the end of the day, business owners know how to do their business right. And if we just tell them a little bit, they are going to do it. And He is absolutely right, Joey. And we saw that. So today, the governor will be making an announcement. So everybody should tune into the press conference after. And we are going to, you know, they talked about opening up entertainment in phases because, you know, we have everything from Carowinds to putt-putt golf.
Right.
So we're going to open that in phases and really with the recommendations of those businesses when they feel they'll be ready and have their businesses ready. Mm-hmm. So lots of great things happening today at Accelerate SC, Joey.
Yeah. You know, the big question is, of course, sports and particularly football in the fall. Have you heard about the Syracuse, New York-based company Eagle Hawk that has created drones that can spray disinfectant over large venues like a football stadium?
You know, I have heard, I watch the news all the time and had heard, about that concept. I think that would be great. I think, you know, everybody's focused on that, Joey. There's nobody that loves a Clemson football game more than me and my family. Yeah. So we are hoping, and I think between the colleges and the football commissions and the governor, we are working hard. I mean, we had Darlington this weekend. I mean, what a great thing. I think it was just so great to see sports going a little bit different, right, than we're used to seeing it. But at least America got to tune in and see South Carolina host the first NASCAR race to come back.
Right. Yeah, it was. It was just so comforting, actually, I'm going to say, to see NASCAR back on TV.
I know, right here in South Carolina on the track that's too tough to tame.
Yes, yes. Lieutenant Governor Pamela Evatt, thank you for checking in with us this morning. You guys be safe and look forward to getting another update from you on Accelerate SC. And you can go to the scommerce.com. A lot of information on there, scommerce.com, and you can see what's left on that list. Please tell the governor that Nana has been really concerned about his hair. She's glad to hear that maybe he got a haircut.
Well, tune in today. You can see his fresh new look. If rumors are right, he got that. Yep. He got his locks trimmed up yesterday.
Oh, I promise you, she'll be calling me as soon as, because she watches the press conference every time he has one. So she'll be watching. I'll know.
All right. Well, thank you so much, Joey. And I look forward to talking to you guys again on Thursday.
All right. Sure thing. Have a safe day.